Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Wednesday, April the 29th. And sorry you heard the big bang there, but the watch hit the counter. How about that? Well, anyway, it's just such a joy to be with you. And if you listen to me on radio, anything might happen. I tell you what, I'm glad to be saved. How many of y'all glad to be saved? Amen? Boy, I think back to 1978, friend. I was on my way to hell, and I'm so glad to be saved. But I want to say hello to all the folk that listen to me up in Duck Creek Baptist Church in Sneedville, Tennessee, and Brother Kester Bunch and all his good folk up there. Amen. I was texting with Brother Bunch a few weeks ago, and YT, I appreciate this dear, dear man of God and allowing me to be on this station. I've never met him, but I'll get to meet him one of these days. Amen. And God bless you folk there in Duck Creek Baptist Church there in Sneedville, Tennessee, for listening to us, and I appreciate you listening. All right, well, let me do this. Let's pray for every preacher, pastor, missionary, and evangelist. Father, I pray, Lord, for these men of God that'll stand tonight across our world, and I pray you'll use them for your glory. Lord, you said how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. And Lord God, tonight I pray you'll bless your men and do that that's needed, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're coming to the closing days now of our Reaching America with the Gospel Project. We're going to close that out for April. We've been running it for 3 months. And if you'd still like to help us, we need your help. We need 1,000 people across America that would help us $10 a month for the next 1 year. You could send a check of $120 if you want to. Some have given more. We need $3,100 by the end of April. That will secure one more station, and we can take on in Tucson, Arizona. So I want you to help me pray about this, all right? Pray about it. Maybe your church could give a financial gift toward it. Our mailing address, you make your check to GBI, and then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And we've already took on a station in Omaha, Nebraska, and I listened to that. Amen. I've listened to it a couple of times, and I appreciate being able to do that. And I appreciate being able to go into different parts of the country. It ain't about Brother Ricky. It's about Jesus Christ, amen, who saved us and gave himself for us. Thank God the Word of God's still going out in this day, and we're getting something done for Christ. Amen. The message today is entitled The Communion of the Holy Ghost, and I hope this message will be a real blessing now as we go to it at this time. Thank you for listening on this Wednesday. Now, I tell you what, I've seen men fall in the ministry. Nobody's above falling. But I've seen men fall into sin. Why? Because they did not heed the scriptures that God laid before them. I tell you, brother, the devil don't like meditation, but that's communing with the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I want to show you the promises to a man that'll meditate. Verse number 3. You ought to underline these. Amen. Write them if you're writing your Bible. And he shall be like a tree. A man that is meditates in his Bible, he's going to be like a tree. He's going to communicate. You'll be strong, man. When other people are weak, you're going to be strong if you'll commune with the Holy Ghost. You see, it doesn't matter to me what the commentary writer says altogether. It doesn't matter what Dr. Know-it-all professor thinks he knows it all says in his book. It doesn't matter to me what the Bible college teaches. It don't matter to me. What matters to me is what God said. Now, I say that not in a state of rebellion. I hear these people all the time, praise God, I ain't serving no man. I'm going to serve the Lord. They wouldn't know the Lord if they met him in the middle of the highway. I'm not against Bible college. I'm not against commentaries. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm just simply saying when it comes down to the Bible college or God's Word, I'm going to take God's Word. If it comes down to the commentary or the King James Bible, I'm going to take the King James Bible. And when you meditate in the Bible, you're just meditating Bible. You're just getting by. You're going to be like a tree. You're going to be strong. Listen, I know what I believe in the Bible. You're not going to shake me, Lord willing, on what I believe. Number one, I ain't going to sit and argue with you. I don't debate scriptures. I don't swap lists of scriptures. You're not going to change my mind. Well, I've come too far down the road now. You say, well, preacher, if you're wrong on this, you know, preachers all the time. Well, I've seen the light on this. I used to believe it this way, but I believe it that way. No, what we believed 40 years ago is what we ought to be preaching now. If it was right 40 years ago, it's right now. God don't change his mind. Amen. Now, you may get some wisdom about you, and you may preach with a little bit more wisdom, and I hope I'm doing that now more than I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago. I want to preach with the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's an interesting word, planted. You ought to study that out sometime. That word planted means transplant. That means that God will take you from one place and put you in another place. I'll give you an illustration. The Word of God will take you from gossip to grace. Amen. It'll take you from worry, amen, to faith. Amen. It'll take you from doubt to doing. Amen. It'll take you, my friend, from sitting idle to serving the Lord. Amen. That's what I'm saying. It'll take you from one place and put you in another place. When you start meditating in God's Word, them feet will move forward. You'll do something for God. You know why people don't care? You know why church is just a thing to them? They come, they serve, they sing in the choir. They go home, it's same old thing, same old thing, same old thing. No meditating in the Bible. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you watch more Westerns on TV than you meditate in the Bible? Do you watch more movies than you meditate in the Bible? Let me ask you another question. Do you spend more time on social media and the phone than you meditate in the Bible? Now, what's meditation, preacher? Read a verse. Think about what you're reading. And you might think about it all day. Just think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Meditate in the Bible. You're going to be planted. Let's go back and read. All right, verse number 3, Psalm 1. The Bible said, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." In other words, if you'll wait on God and you meditate in the Bible, you'll bring forth your fruit when it's time for God to use you. His leaf also shall not wither. That's very important. While other people are drying up, you'll be green. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There you go. There you go. Amen. Now, if you want communion with the Holy Ghost of God, meditate in the Bible and you're going to prosper. Amen. I can guarantee you on that. You say, "Boy, I wished I knew my Bible like so-and-so." You can. You can. You don't have to take a second seat to nobody in the Bible. You say, "Preacher, I'm uneducated. I'm unlearned." That's all right. I am too. I went to the 10th grade in school. I never went a year of Bible college. I never went a day of Bible college. Now, I'm not against it. But I'm just simply telling you that what I know in the Bible, I've studied. I've meditated from God. And I try to preach the Word of God to the people of God. Now, I'm not saying everybody ought to be like I am. College is for some people. Because I'm going to say something that's going to shock you. Did you know the college is not for all preachers? Now, some of you pastors think all your young boys have to go to college. College should not be a requirement. It shouldn't be a have to. There are some boys that just ain't going to fit in that environment, all right? Let them be who they are. Now, I'm not talking about somebody lazy. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about letting them off the hook and not doing anything. But I'm talking about, amen, God can still use people no matter how many degrees they got. Amen. Now let me go on. Number 4, if you want to commune with the Holy Ghost, amen, continue in the secret place. And then open your heart and meditate in the Scriptures. And number 4, let's talk about music. Do you know you commune with God by listening to music? And I'm talking about godly music. I want to show you a verse in the Bible. I want you to show you something. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 18. "And be not drunk with wine," the Bible says, and let me get over here. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess." The Bible said, "But be filled with the Spirit." All right? Now, that has a semicolon beside of it. That means that the rest of this is connected to it. Verse 19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Now, when you get filled up with God, you're going to sing. Now, I love to sing. I'm not a good singer. I like to sing. But I like to listen to singing. You ever turn the music on? And I'm not talking about some of this rock gospel. God knows there's no such thing as rock gospel. There's no such thing as that. But I'm talking about good hymns, spiritual songs, and psalms. And let them minister to your heart. Let them speak to your heart. And boy, I tell you and the Holy Ghost can have a camp meeting. I never forget a friend of mine. He's a well-known singer. He gave me a CD. And I put his CD in one day. It's one of them songs, he's just thanking the Lord. Boy, he's just thanking God. Now, you don't have to believe this. You can call me anything you want to. It's all right with me. I started out in my office. When I come to myself, I was on the front porch on my knees praising God. "Well, preacher, I just ain't never had a spell like that. Do you good one time. Hey, it'd do you good to shout one time. It'd do you good to praise God one time." Listen, brother, communicate with God in music. Amen. Now, some of this stuff, it's entertainment. You can't do it. God don't call anybody to sing. Singing's not a calling. I just want you to know that. Singing is a talent. and we're to use the singing. We're to use it in our local churches, and we're to sing, and we're to give glory to God Almighty through the song. I love it. Amen. Somebody said, I just don't like that old slow, dignified music. Well, let me say this to you. It's good in all of it. But I like that's going to bless my spirit more than it blesses my feet. Amen. Now, some folk, they ain't clapping and stomping their feet. They don't think they're singing. But I give me the hymns. I told them in a church one day, if it's good enough to say in church, it's going to say right here, I'm going to say something to you song leaders. I'm not telling you what to do, but I guess I am. Please don't ever start your service out with a Southern gospel song. That will kill the service more than anything in the world. If you start a service with a Southern gospel song, you're done right there. That whole service, it just kills it. Start your services out with hymns. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Amen. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. Oh, I mean, listen, the old rugged cross, amazing grace. You know, start. I was in a service the other day and I'd never seen this done. I liked it. And they started the service out with the old hymn, Just As I Am. I'd never seen that done. Man, that done something to me. I like that. Boy, that got me into ready to worship. You know, you need to get, you remember Elisha? And they came to him, they're wanting something. He had them to bring him the instrument, and they began to play. And when they played, God moved upon him. Let me tell you something. The devil has perverted music. I want to tell you something. You need to study music. Now, music in your Bible, God said when he hung the world, that the sons of God shouted for joy, and they sang. The angels, in other words, when this world was created, the angels gave a concert. I don't like that word, but I mean they sang. Now, singing goes back to God. Here's what happened. The devil, listen to me now, stay with me. The devil fell out of heaven. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The devil fell out of heaven. All right, when the devil fell out of heaven, he took singing. In the Genesis chapter number 4, I call that the perversion of man chapter. Because Cain perverted everything that was right. Cain went and built a city, built it without God. City life without God ends up in social failure. All right? One of Cain's descendants, Jubal by name, he was a man of the harp. You know what he did? He taught ungodly music. Now, there is a difference between godly music and ungodly music. I want to say, if you sing, you ought to sing godly music. You shouldn't sing God's music one day and the devil's the next. Amen. That's right. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Amen. Amen. That's right. A dancing foot and a praying knee won't fit on the same leg, Dr. B.R. Lakin said. Amen. You can't live in the world, live for God. Now, that's just it. And you say, oh, preacher, we'll reach them. You'll never reach anybody singing ungodly music. You'll never reach anybody listening to ungodly music. Listen, let me tell you something. What you listen to, what you put in your mind, if you want communion with the Holy Ghost, you can't do it with country music. If you want communion with the Holy Ghost, you can't do it with love songs and soft rock music. Amen. If you want communion with the Holy Ghost, you've got to do it with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, right? That's what the Bible said. I'm preaching the Word of God to you. If you want to communicate with God, do it through music. And there's nothing wrong in your church of saying, praise the Lord. The Bible said, lift your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Ain't it good to praise God? There's a song we sing, praise Him, praise Him. Boy, I love that song, don't you? Boy, I tell you, I love to praise Him, don't you? He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, we ought to get excited. We got the God of glory to praise. And boy, music just brings us right into the holiness of God, right there where God is. And boy, we begin to sing. We begin to praise God. I tell you, when we begin to sing, God moves in. Amen? Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Wednesday, April the 29th. It's been a great joy to be with you today. I hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow. Remember, the message is available that you just heard, the entire message. It won't be broken up. It'll be an entire message, R-494. If you'd like to write for that this week, please let us know if you want the message when you write. The mailing address will be given you at the end of the broadcast. We can also email you the message. Just email us comments@gbiradio.org.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine.
to the hungry.